Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we've got a wonderful guest from Australia, Dr. Keith Maitland, and we're going to be talking about his publication that he's put out. It was titled You Are Good Enough, but now it's going to have its new title of Living the Positive Five. Keith, I want to welcome Dr. Maitland to the show. Hello, Dr. Maitland.
Oh, hi, Donna.
Hi. May I call you Keith?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
All right, let's go for it. You're a man that really has a passion for changing people's lives and for really making them aware that they can be assertive about who they are, what they want to do, and be able to achieve it. Now, you are a chiropractor, an applied kinesiologist. You're a life coach. And right in the very first page of your book, it says, other people's negativity affects me no more. Holy Joseph. More people like you need to be around, because if you just listen to 5 minutes of the news, you're willing to just take a spaceship to outer space to escape what seems to be one of the muckiest, murkiest messes that we've had in a long time. Wow.
Yeah.
What is it that motivated you to really take this approach? Being in Australia, do you find that the problems are pretty much the same as we have anywhere else in the world? Tell us your story.
Yeah, absolutely, Donna. I think you Americans and Australians are like kindred brothers, you know. Probably we don't have quite as many problems because we don't have quite as many people in Australia. Plus, I think the weather's better. Basically what motivated me, I've been a chiropractor for 26 years. I've taught chiropractic techniques to other chiropractors. I'm known as a specialist in my field. And I was motivated by understanding stress and emotions and how I could help my patients, because what I noticed was people get stressed or angry or fearful and their backs would come out or their health problems would return. So I sort of basically wanted to understand things better. I was managing a big practice at the time, and I felt things. I don't know if what your listeners are like, but I would talk to people, they'd say certain things, and they would say things, and I felt an emotional reaction which seemed to be unspoken. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I was having problems in my own relationship. I just didn't feel that close to my wife. I didn't know what I was doing. I knew that I was a good person, but there was something going on that I didn't understand. And I guess what really motivated me the most is I used to have this little voice in my ear. And I don't know if your listeners have got these little voices, and this voice used to say to me, Keith, it's not meant to be this way. So I know I'm doing a lot of talking right now, Donna, but I'm just sort of setting the scene. And what I did, which is what I've always done, is I studied. I read books. I went to seminars. I spent thousands of hours and hundreds of thousands of dollars going to seminars on motivation, on self-help, on personal growth, which quite accidentally became spiritual growth. I didn't really mean to go into that area. And so over time, I started to connect the dots. What does it take to live in the positive? What does it take to have a body that's 100% healthy? And that's what I've written in my book. I discovered what you got to do. I don't have any quick fixes, though. There's no magic pill out there for you to take. It's persistently working in five key areas.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. I get so weary of whether it's television commercials or super hype motivational speakers or whatever saying, oh, this is going to do it for you, and all you have to do is X, Y, Z, and man, it's just magically going to change. No, because it's a whole package. The mind,
yes.
The body, the spirit, and the emotions.
Yes.
And they go together.
I love talking. I'm just interrupting you. What I discovered, I did motivational stuff. In fact, Tony Robbins had me be his chiropractor when he was in Brisbane 1 year. And look, there's nothing wrong with that sort of stuff, but it won't last. It's like, how do you maintain the motivation?
Mm-hmm.
Like virtually, you can go to a motivational course, right, and feel fantastic. It's all hyped and it feels good and you're all terrific. You can get down the stairs from that motivational talk, your mother rings you up and says the right word, or your husband or wife rings you up, or your boss rings you up and says the right word, and if you don't know what he's doing, you've got under a second and you're in your stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long a motivational course will last.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is so true. That is so true. It is really, in my personal observation, and I have to relate this to my own personal experience, as I know you relate yours to yours, it is important that we be mindfully aware, because our minds can go on a ticker tape run that can go for gazillions of miles until we're so exhausted and so depleted mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually that we just sort of lay down and we're prepared to die. Some people call it the dark night of the soul. And then it's like, okay, where am I going to take my position of responsibility with this? And that is so important. I keep hearing over and over again, in fact, today, before the show, the words accountability and personal responsibility. Those three words were repeated at least 25 times in conversation. And I thought, whoa, here I've got an interview this afternoon where we're going to be talking about how we have five keys that we can work with. And it really boils down to our being willing to acknowledge that who we are and what we are and where we are, it's just what it is in this moment, but we can make a difference. Let's take a point of health. You start that off as the first key, which in today's world, so many people are so concerned, they're so worried, they're so frightened, they're just absolutely almost paralyzed in confusion. Let's talk about health, because you go into not just a genetic thing, but you also go into brain health, which people now are beginning to pay more attention to because we have Alzheimer's and other things. Let's address that aspect. Let's address that first key, health.
Okay. The first key, if people want to live in the positive, I can't emphasize this enough. The health of your body, particularly the health of your brain, has a huge impact on your attitude, your ability to make the techniques that I teach work, your ability to handle life's challenges calmly. It's just so important. And you can't, in actuality, you can't live in the positive without taking your body with you. In other words, getting your body healthier and healthier. And in fact, the more you live in the positive, your body will naturally start healing itself because you're holding a more positive energy or vibration or attitude. It starts to affect your body. What I see a lot, though, is, and this is how I connected the dots myself, is that people would come and see me and they'd be angry all the time, or they'd be fearful all the time or sad, and they'd be going to counselors or they'd be going to all these different courses. Nothing changed. I come along and go, okay, you've done all that, and I would do, with kinesiology, I go, oh, my God, it's your brain. You've got a parasite problem, a toxic problem, a virus, a candida problem, a chemical affecting your brain. Now, my view is anybody who's overreactive, paranoid, jumps very rapidly to wrong conclusions, those people have got brain issues. Now, sometimes people with brain problems, that it's good sometimes and not so good. But if you're overreactive, you just don't seem able to get free of a negative feeling, your brain is most likely in trouble. So you've got to get detoxed, you've got to get cranials, you've got to get your blood flow through adjustments, which is what I do as a chiropractor. Look, human beings are naturally positive. So if you're not that, there's something not right. We're naturally happy, you know. We're naturally calm. Like when you spill milk, you're not meant to overreact. You're just meant to, oh, you've spilled milk. So if you feel yourself overreacting, if you're doing funny things, there's something wrong. It's not normal. Human beings are naturally happy, calm, supportive, cooperative, loving beings. That's how we normally are. So if you're not that, there's something blocking it.
Your key number two deals with information and education. And you touched on the fact that you were an absolutely driven person to read, to educate yourself. And someone might been listening to the show today would say, oh, for Pete's sake, when am I going to have time to read? Where am I going to get information? Well, a show like this is one place where you can get it. Listening to people like you, Keith, is another way to get
it.
But they do need to read. They do need to pay attention. Let's give them a few tips about information and education.
Okay. What I discovered was you've got between 0 and 3 seconds to understand what's going on around you, or you can get affected by something. You've got to know when a negative personality, in other words, I've called any negative reaction you have to any situation, you know, not like if it's your husband, your kids, your mother, whatever it is, your boss, that's, I call, a negative personality of yours. It's not the real you. So the first thing is starting to get the concept of who you are. We'll talk about that a bit later, but the real you is always calm, happy, positive, caring, cooperative, loving. So if you're not that, that's your stuff. So now the next thing becomes, how do I get rid of this stuff?
Very good. All right, so how do we get rid of it? I mean, it's something where you can say, I've read 1,400 books. I'm still just as confused as I was day before yesterday. I believe that mentors are very valuable, and you've got a number of steps. In fact, that is your thickest chapter in your book, is your information and education. But let's use one of your exercises that you have in the book. You have something about becoming the other person. There's the adage, when you walk in someone else's shoes, you can understand who they are. And you have an imagination exercise where the person you wish to talk to is sitting on a chair right in front of you, and they're willing to listen to you.
Yes.
Let's go through that exercise, because I think that's a poignant one.
Okay. So if we look at that as an exercise, before you can even do that exercise, though, you've really got to clear. If somebody's bugging you in your world, they're doing something that's triggering a negative reaction in you, the first thing you need to do is to clear or release that. I do that in self-sessioning. We'll talk about that later. Once you have, you're feeling more comfortable with the person, the whole thing then is that you can you can talk to the person. Now, most people can't physically talk to someone. There's too much emotion, or the person may not even be here, or they may not be available, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do in your own mind, you can actually have a conversation with someone. You can imagine your mother sitting in front of you. And so what you can do is, Mum, you know, you did this. I don't know what she did, whatever. And you can really be honest with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is a critical step. I do this in sessions sometimes. You then transpose yourself into your mother. Like, you imagine in your mind you're the other person you're having problems with. And you become your mother, and you call yourself, you know, what you say your mother's name is Mary, and you then talk back to yourself. Hey, child, you know, whatever your name is, it wasn't easy being your mother. I had your father, he was a drunk, you know, I had this and I had that going on, we had no money, you know. And what the whole idea of this is, really we're all victims. The truth of the matter is, we're all victims. And so what it does is get you to understand their point of view. See, one of the problems we have is that we all tend to relate to the world from ourself and our own experience. We don't think, imagine what's happening for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
What's their life been like? What are their difficulties? And so you can flip back and forwards. And really the intent of this exercise is get to a position where, at the end of the day, when everything falls away, what's left is actually understanding and love, you know. So that's the amazing thing about this little process, is you get down, oh, okay, now I understand why you behaved the way you did. I have more understanding for you, because really when it all drops away, when all the negativity drops away, the most amazing thing I discovered is what's really there is actually love. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look, we really love each other and care for each other. And really most parents are doing the very best they can with the knowledge they have.
Key statement. You just said it. People are working from the level of knowledge that they have, regardless of their age. And many times we assume that they would have known better. And that particular dilemma I see often demonstrated with individuals who can be very critical of a certain environment at a certain time, without having any awareness of what really is going on. In that moment, that that person's life was going through these variable experiences. It's very easy to stand back and take a holier-than-thou attitude. Well, if you know what you know, bless you, that's great. That individual may not have known, and we are all colored by our experiences. And if we have not walked in environments or in situations, if you've never known poverty, if you have never known starvation, how are you going to relate to it?
Yes.
You can be pseudological, but how are you going to relate to it? You cannot. And it is only when you can see, experience, and be aware and empathize that you can recognize that all of us have our journeys to go through and be able to understand that maybe we've got something to learn from someone.
Yes.
That opens us up. I think
yes.
it's great, and that exercise is one of many that you have, which I really
yes.
like. Now let's go into the clearing. And this is the fourth
yes.
key. Now
yes.
explain, many of my listeners are aware of kinesiology, but let's
yes.
digress for just a moment and talk about your being a kinesiologist. Tell us how, as a tool, that is very helpful to you.
Well, look, what kinesiology did to me, and this is why I studied it so intently, is it opened up the whole body to a range of possibilities. So if you've got a problem, a health problem, instead of just thinking it was the spine was out, with kinesiology you can work out if it's a nutritional deficiency, a toxic problem, an emotional problem, another structural problem going on. So it opened up my healing work. I've been doing kinesiology for 30 years now, and it opened up. It was like it blew my mind that I could make a muscle strong and weak by putting nutrition on someone's tongue or doing something to their body. Their body would go weak, and that would make me mean something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what kinesiology did for me. It started to open up. And the thing is, things are complex, you know, that like two people can have exactly the same health problem and they got totally different causes. So
right.
it's tricky sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So kinesiology just is a diagnostic tool that enables you to figure out what the cause is for a certain individual.
I think that is so important, and I believe we're evolving more and more towards that understanding in all levels of healing, that every individual has their unique physiology. We have common experiences, perhaps, and or we have certain things that look the same, but everybody's body chemistry, dependent on their emotional state, their spiritual state, their physical state, their mental state. I mean, we are a chemical machine. We are a living
yes.
chemical factory. And so
yes.
a little thing can knock us to the moon, and we just go, what is it? I don't
yes.
understand it. And
yes.
it's like a friend of mine who a tomato can knock her to the moon physically. Now,
yes,
that sounds really
right,
wacky,
yes.
but sometimes she can eat it. It's great. And then all of a sudden, she'll have tomatoes, and ba-boom, her body
yes.
just really gives her major problems. Well, now she knows what the trigger is. So she
yes.
just backs away from it and realizes that her body cannot take the chemical combination that's in the tomato on a regular basis.
Yes.
Once in a while, it's
yeah.
fine, but on a regular basis,
yes.
no. So she learned that by a process of elimination. But how many of us do not have that awareness? Now, let's go forward, because I wanted to talk about
just something
key.
Before you go on, Donna. I was just going to say, one thing that really helps me is I say we're meant to be well. We're meant to have a body that's 100% healthy. So that's the standard I set for myself and my patients.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working towards that. But you get the idea? We have too much of a low standard. We accept ill health. And unfortunately, if you accept it, that's what you get. So
mm-hmm.
I say to your listeners, don't accept ill health. There must be a reason. You're meant to be well.
I agree. And I think that's why discovering the cause, not just going for the symptoms, because symptoms
yes, absolutely.
Lie. Symptoms
yes.
lie. They can give
yes.
a false mask of what's really going on. And I
yes.
really like
yeah.
your approach and your attitude relative to working with a person individually.
Yes.
Clearing. Clearing
okay.
negative patterning. Let's cover that.
Yes. Okay. Well, along on my journey, like to where I am now, I got to a point that I started to realize it was my thoughts. See, I wasn't yelling and screaming at people. My thoughts were affecting people, and I couldn't believe it. Like, I had an epiphany moment one time when something happened in my world, and I got cross, but I didn't open my mouth. I felt cross, and it affected people close in my world. And I just went, oh, my God, I could see the effect. I actually noticed the effect on people before I thought I was the problem. So the next step was, how do you get rid of thoughts? I mean, I just thought your thoughts were your thoughts. How do you actually control? What do you do with these thoughts? And so that's when I started to search around for ways of releasing it, sessioning, you know, clearing it, whatever you want to call it. And I came across a guy, and he started doing work on me, but I was paying him a lot of money to, you know, I'd have some negative reaction to something, and I'd go and he would do a session on me, and we'd clear that, and it was too slow. So, and also it was very expensive. And over time, I said, we've got to be able to do this ourselves. And then somebody was talking to me one day, said, we've got to learn to self-session. You can't wait for a counselor or a person like me or someone to release or clear or session your negative reactions. You must learn to do it for yourself. And what I came across was a sessioning technique, and it worked really great for self-sessioning. So that's what I teach now. It's way too slow. Like, you can virtually, for instance, a person in your position, one of your authors could say something and it triggers a negative reaction in you. You can feel it. All of a sudden you feel a bit cross, a bit resentful, a bit fearful, whatever negative emotion. And so what I do is I get my students to write down these things and then pick it apart, you see, because each time that this is the wackiest thing, anybody who triggers a negative reaction in you is actually a gift. I know it's uncomfortable. I know it doesn't feel good, but it's an opportunity for you to be free of it. And that's where self-sessioning comes in. Once you learn this self-sessioning technique, you just go home and wherever where you're quiet and by yourself. I do them in my office in the morning. I just sit down and do this sessioning technique on myself, and I release it. And I'll look at the whole thing and I'll pick it apart. And so it's fantastic.
Action.
So in my view, if you want to live in the positive, you must learn to clear, release, or session your own negative patterns. You can't wait for someone else. Too slow. Too expensive. Mm-hmm. Too slow.
I agree. The fifth key is action.
I wanted to add something. One of my Christian patients, I was chatting to him about it, and she was saying, you know what, Keith? We're taught that you only need yourself and God to be free of negative, you know, to be living the, she didn't call it positive, but she said, you know, and to live in God's love or something. And she said, that's your self-sessioning, because there's no one there except you and whatever you perceive God to be.
I agree.
You see, I couldn't believe it, because I'm not a person. I don't go to church. I do believe in a higher, some sort of, I don't know, higher sort of, or I don't know how to describe it, but I do believe that there is a spiritual aspect to our life.
I agree with that. And each person is entitled to whatever their belief system is. It's not
absolutely.
To really judge that. Right, it's not that at all.
Yeah.
Let's get to the fifth key. Because you've given some wonderful points of information, your fifth key relates to action.
Yes.
Now, when that one word, and you say here it's only through action that things will really begin to change in your life.
Yes.
Persist,
yes.
Persist, persist. And I will share a personal thing. That is that I really was getting very frustrated. This was happening recently with me. I was getting very frustrated with myself, and I had to do what you just mentioned, and that was sit down and find out why I was frustrated with myself. And one of the reasons was I was not making a point of keeping myself focused in the direction of concentration that I needed. I was allowing myself, I don't put it off on anybody else, I was allowing myself to go into a patterning of being busy, 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 and trust me, I've got enough I could do, I could be busy until the cows come home and they leave again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a patterning you can get into. But to give myself the time to have clarity of thought, I had to make the choice. And there was something that brought it to my attention, and I realized, okay, this is a patterning that you have had. What are you going to do for yourself? And I'm talking about me. I'm not pointing my fingers at anybody else. This is me.
Yep.
So it takes that mindfulness. I think, again, let's pull up the three words, accountability and personal responsibility. We yes. owe that to ourselves. We want it from other people, but we've got to be able to do it too. So let's address this concept with action that you have here.
Okay, what do you want to, okay, so first thing I'm saying is nothing will change in your life unless you go into action. So what happens, your listeners will be sitting, listening to this program, and maybe what I'm saying is stimulating it. Oh, my God, I could be free of this negativity. I could change my relationship. For instance, what I say to people, if you want to change your relationship, start working on yourself. If you want to change your family, start working on yourself. Don't expect other people to do it. Now, what normally happens, though, as soon as you think about going into action, this is the thing with goal setting. Normally what happens to many of us is instantly it triggers negative beliefs of us, of ourselves. I can't do it. I'm not good enough. People go into overwhelm. So almost like as soon as they think, they don't even have to go into action, they think about going into action, and boom, their stuff is there straight away to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? That's when they go straight to self-sessioning and get rid of that negative belief. And unfortunately, whether we like it or not, and I know this is kind of a bit of a stretch for everybody, but we are creators. As human beings, we're creators. We have no choice in this matter. Everything you think, say, and do is creating your health, your relationships, and your life the way it is today, every day. Even if you decide to do nothing, you're still creating, because you're creating nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So the trick is taking conscious control of this creative ability and say, okay, I want to change my life. What's the problem? See, I always say, give me the problem. What's the problem? Because in actuality, if you want to change your life, the trick is one step at a time. The trick becomes, what's your biggest problem? Because you've just got to go one problem at a time. It's like solving anything. It's like, we've had these bad floods. It's like any problem. I say to people, it's like you go home and your house is a mess in every room. Where do you begin? It doesn't matter. Just start anywhere, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The biggest thing people do is they get started and they stop, you see. And unfortunately, you're either going forwards or you're going backwards. So you've got to start and just keep working at it.
I agree. Well, Dr. Keith Maitland, it has been a delight having you. I need to have your website, though, that people will go to so they can find out more about you. You are in Australia, and you periodically come into the United States. How can people find out more about you?
Well, I've got a website. It's called liveinthepositive.com. There's all my contact details. You can buy my book. I have coaching programs. They start from as little as $11.55 a week. And in fact, I do one for people under financial stress, which is by donation only, because I figure I don't want to add to people's financial stress. But I have some knowledge that can help people, because what I say to people, it's not the problem that's the problem. It's our reaction that's the problem. So
I
you can
agree.
Work on your reaction. You get the idea? I'm telling everybody out there, it's our reaction. It's not the problem that's the problem. It's our reaction. And you can work on your reaction.
I agree. And that, again, puts the individual in the positioning of feeling empowered about themselves.
Yes. That's right. Instantly.
The key.
Instantly.
Yes.
You become, as soon as you say, it's not the problem, I don't care, look, I've been broke, I've failed high school, I've been unemployed, I had dyslexia, I've had all the problems, I got one of the worst grade schools averages at high school. So it's not all those problems, it's what was my reaction to it. I just didn't let it worry me. I go, well, that's what happened. And I didn't know what I know now, but I just kept going. I can't believe what I've achieved. And so anybody can do this. It doesn't matter.
One step at a time, one step.
The trick is one step at a time. And I'll tell you, listen to something else. I know I'm talking a bit over you, Donna, but the other thing is you're not only doing this for yourself, you're actually doing it for your family as well. The more positive you become, the happier you become, the healthier you become, whether you like it or not, has a positive influence on those around you. There's no choice in this.
I agree. Dr. Keith Maitland, it's been a delight having you as a guest. Thank you for being with us. I know that it's early a.m. where you are. LiveInThePositive.com is his website, and you are good enough. Yes, you are. You can
live
in the positive five keys, and his book is absolutely wonderful. So LiveInThePositive.com. Check out his book and his information on the website. Remember, with technology, he is only a button away. Email is wonderful, so check in with him. Again, Dr. Maitland, thank you so much for being with me. It has been a delight.
And I appreciate the invitation, Donna, and I appreciate your integrity and the way you've read my material, and you obviously recognize there's something good in there, which is fantastic. And also, look, I love being on radio. I'd love to come back. And also, if there's other people out there, I love talking on radio. I just want to spread the word that you can live in the positive.
I agree. This is Donna Sebo, Dr. Keith Maitland, LiveInThePositive.com. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hello, Donna Sebo back here. Isn't he a hoot, Dr. Keith Maitland? Yes, he's got enough energy. I think if we could can it, package it, whatever you want to do, it could keep a lot of people invigorated about life. I just think he's a delightful guest. Donna Sebo here. Telephone number, if you would like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call in to. That's 888-815-9756. Quickly, I want to remind those of you in the Pacific Northwest that I'm going to be appearing at the Emerald Spiral Expo, which is being held at the Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. And this is a wonderful family event. There's so many fine people that participate into this expo with their products and services that you will have a delightful time. Admission is free. I'm going to be there in a booth, and I'll be doing many consultations. I'll also be clearing up my library the way I always do when I attend one of these events and bringing what I can no longer keep in my library and make it available to you. So do stop by and say hello. Check out all the details and information regarding this wonderful event. Go to emeraldspiral.com. That's emeraldspiral.com, and they'll have all that information again in detail for you that you will need. Tomorrow, we have got a fascinating topic, NASA conspiracies. Nick Redfern is going to be my guest. We're also going to be talking with Susan Harmon after we talk with Nick about this wonderful expo that's taking place here in the Pacific Northwest. Thursday, we're going to be talking about how you stop peeing on your shoes. I'm real. This is for real. We're going to be talking with Julie Bauck, and she has got so many wonderful points of information and suggestions regarding job hunting, etc. And then on Friday, we'll be closing out the week with Elisa Al Chuknachi, and this is Miraculous Moments. Elisa is a woman that has had some phenomenal experiences in her life on both the spiritual and intuitive level, and I think you'll find her stories will touch your heart and your mind in a very special way. So that's what's coming up, and we are just going to have a great time with that. And again, if you want to find out about the guests that are going to be on my program, when you go into BBS radio station number one, check on the show information tab that's by the Donna Sebo Show. And that will enable you to go in and find out who's coming up and what their subject topic is, et cetera, and pass along the information to your friends so that they can listen in. You know, even if you're on the job somewhere, if you're at home business, you can always tune in, and we would love to have you join us. Donna Sebo here, 888-815-9756. Well, I promised you that I was going to be sharing some horoscope information, and yesterday we ran out of time, so I'm going to see if I can tuck in here three of the astrological signs today. I'll be talking about Taurus, Gemini, and Libra. So those of you under the sign of Taurus, for your spring period, you're going to be writing a brand new chapter in your personal life. So be consciously aware of what it is you really want to see changed in your personal life. If romance is the issue, if there is finding that significant other, well, take the time to really ask yourself, what is it that means the most to you? What is it you really would like to have in that partner? And be honest with yourself. Look at past relationships and see what didn't work, and look at what you really want to have. Remember, you don't have to compromise in this area. That's not a requirement. Let the universe know what you want. When it comes to money, when it comes to career, it's going to take a lot of industriousness on your part. Nobody's going to hand you a silver spoon or a golden fork. You are the one that's going to be making the choices, and you're going to have to forge ahead on your own, and you need to be consistent in what you do. When it comes to traveling and perhaps having some surprises in your life, well, look at where you'd really like to go. And you may find that there might be an opportunity for you to have a travel opportunity that you never would have imagined possible. You never know where the door will open for you when it comes to that opportunity of travel. For those of you born under the sign of Gemini, it looks like a little love dust is going to be sprinkled in your life. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's just a romantic partner. It could mean that you are going to be able to open up to some areas of interaction with other people that'll make you feel fulfilled and very, very special. Love can be directed on many levels, and it has many different colors to it. So just be open and receptive to it, and I think you'll be happy with the result. Money, you're going to be working hard. You are going to be apparently wanting to have an increase in your monetary life, but I want to say you're going to need to look at how you can better serve so that the results are going to be as you would like for them to be. And don't forget, you may have some items that you're just wanting to get rid of, so check out Craigslist or look at ways that maybe you could work with someone to sell some of the things that you perhaps don't want anymore. There may be opportunities for you to generate income in different manners that you had not considered before. When it comes to traveling, well, you may find yourself having the plan, and it might be a while before you really are going to have that special trip that is going to be so meaningful to you. Let's say you wanted to go to Vienna. Well, maybe you have to plan out as to how you're going to do it, how you're going to save the money. But whatever it is, don't give up that dream. Maybe it's kayaking in the rapids of Australia. You just don't know. But if you do have a clue as to where you would really like to see yourself, buy some posters, look at it, and say, I don't know what's going to come about, but I'll start saving right now. And I think you'll be pleased because you'll be able to achieve your objective, whatever that might be. And for those of you under the sign of Libra, romance, family, discipline, the big D word. Well, it's going to pertain to your life. And the reason is that you have to really be aware. You cannot be flighty. You need to really be focused. And it's going to pay off again for you. For every one of these signs that I've read, it's as if you have to follow through. And then when it comes to money and career, you're going to find that being around people that are really supportive of you is going to make all the difference in the world. Don't waste your time with the people that cannot see your dream and cannot feel the vision. This is your vision. Look at it, examine it, tweak it, enjoy it, embrace it. Your money will follow accordingly. And again, you're going to have a surprise opportunity that's going to allow you to have a short break, a short travel experience, if you will. And oh, is it going to be wonderful? But remember, make the trip the way you want it to be for yourself. Yeah, don't invite everybody and their brother to come along with you. That's not going to be a happy experience. Make sure you do it for yourself. So we've got other signs. We'll be going into Scorpio, Sagittarius, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. We've got four down, so we just got the rest to go. So that is what we'll be doing. I'll be giving you some more information this week, and you'll be able to catch up with it. So if I've missed you, don't worry. We're going to cover you later. Here in the Pacific Northwest, I can tell you it's a feast for the eyes every time I go outside. It is an array of color that just lifts your heart and lifts your spirits. When you are getting the winter doldrums, which many of you are in parts of the country that you're listening today, and you're saying, oh, good Lord, if I see another drop of rain or if I see another snowflake, I think I'm going to scream. Try to get yourself outdoors. Try to get yourself into some kind of a different environment. And even when it's really cold outside, bundle up. Go out and breathe in the air. Go out and take a look at nature and help to clear the cobwebs and the frustration out that sometimes comes along with what we call the winter blues. And even though we're in spring, technically, there's a lot of us that have not felt like it. But here in the Pacific Northwest, oh my goodness, it's as if the plants are just saying, we are going to make spring happen, and they're just bursting with color, and it's so exciting. And I'm seeing daffodils. And daffodils, as you know, are just brilliant yellow, and I have got the most incredible photograph in front of me with these gorgeous, gorgeous yellow daffodils that have orange hearts to them, the inner parts of them, and it's just that golden orange along with the yellow. Oh, it just does wonders for you. And this is a poem by Cheryl Carlisle that goes along with this beautiful photograph of these exquisite daffodils. And this is how it reads. Buds still sleeping under the freeze of winter will soon awaken our senses to the fragrance of hyacinths and wild fox and soft breezes kissed with sunlight. Ah, doesn't that sound nice? Soft breezes kissed with sunlight. Ah, just wonderful. Pretend you're in the Caribbean if you have to. Put on some vibrant music, close your eyes, and just feel yourself in another place, in another space, and see that sun just shining on you. Because before you know it, you're going to be in that positioning, and it's really going to feel right. You're going to thoroughly enjoy the summer around you. Also, keep in mind, if you're having an opportunity to work in your gardens, and right now it looks like we're past the heavy frost here in the Pacific Northwest, and I thought this tip about gardening was really good. You know, honeybees have really been falling in numbers, and they haven't been able to figure out exactly what's going on. Pesticides might have something to do with it. There is the weather temperatures that change, and honeybees really thrive in the warmer temperatures. Farmers naturally rely a great deal on these wonderful, wonderful little creatures. You know, according to the laws of aerodynamics, they're not even supposed to be able to fly, but they do. But they have tremendous responsibilities in the scheme of nature because they are critical They have to pollinate, and that enables many, many plants, whether it is watermelons, almonds, kiwi fruit, avocados. There are so many different foods that are able to evolve because of the honeybees pollinating all of what they do. Now, this bee population, as I said, has really gone down. But you know how you can help? You can do the best you can by finding ways of planting those plants that give food for the honeybees. When you're planting your garden, consider planting striped varieties of snapdragons, petunias, and lilies. They've found in research that the stripes on the plants are like landing systems for the bees. Leads them straight to the nectar, the liquid in the flower, and the pollen, the powder, and they thrive on this. And this is just recent information they've come up with. So they love red, they like roses, hibiscus, zinnias, and just go in and talk to your local gardening facility and ask them, what can I put in my garden that is going to bring these beautiful creatures into my space? They might have some wonderful suggestions. In fact, I know they will. Donna Sebo here. Telephone lines are open, 888-815-9756. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. Well, I came across a point of detail regarding people and their gardens, and this one is about hedge cutters. I have a photograph in front of me about a Lord Lansdowne estate, and this is in Perthshire, Scotland. And this photograph is just amazing. The hedge is 100 feet high. It was a third of a mile long, and to trim that hedge, I am looking at vertical scaffolding that they put up. It took 6 men to keep it trimmed, a long rope, and unbelievable patience to keep that in shape. Can you imagine a hedge 100 feet high? Holy Moses, most people don't even take care of the short ones, much less something that tall. Also, I wanted to share with you a little bit of trivia. And by the way, have a pad of paper in handy. I promised you a recipe on honey-glazed pork roast, and so I'll be sharing that with you. we really enjoy pork at the SIBO household, and this is a delicious recipe to fix. It is also something that makes a wonderful dinner for guests. But I wanted to share a tradition that is in Ottery St. Mary in Devon, England. And this occurs in November. And what this is, well, the event is sort of rolling out the barrel, but it's a custom that the town's strongest men have been involved with for over 300 years. Now, this is what they do. There are 17 heavy barrels, and they pre-coat them with tar, and then they're primed with paraffin. Now, each of these barrels are lit in turn, and they're carried through the streets on shoulders of the most powerful, muscular men in this village. Now, their arms are swathed in protective sacking. The sacking has been soaked in water. And when each man carrying these barrels, and I have these photographs in front of me, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. When they can't take the heat any longer, the barrel is passed to someone else. And then the last barrel is rolled into the main square around midnight, after which the tar barrelers will tear off all of their protective padding and toss it into the flames that are still burning. Now, how in the world did a tradition of burning tar-coated, paraffin tar-coated barrels start? They really, I don't know that, I mean, they say 300 years, but maybe it's even further back than that. The reason it was started, because it was a belief system. Now, when you did this, you cleansed the area of evil spirits. Now, I was amazed to find out that a lot of women and young boys compete as well. But their barrels are considerably lighter than the muscular guys' barrels. Donna Sebo here, 888-815-9756. And don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking about the NASA conspiracies. Honey glazed pork roast. This is such an easy recipe. It is so deliciously flavorful that I know that you'll want to serve it more than once. And this is what you're going to need. You're going to need a 3-pound boneless center cut pork loin roast. Pork loin is just absolutely marvelous, and you can get this kind of a cut just about anywhere. You're going to need a clove of garlic. You want to slice that really thinly, and fresh is best. You need a quarter of a cup of honey, a tablespoon of lemon juice. You're going to need a teaspoon of dried Greek seasoning, and then you're going to need a half a teaspoon of ancho chili powder, a half a teaspoon of salt. Now, this is how simple this recipe is. You preheat your oven to 375 degrees. You're going to want to cut 1/2-inch slits into the top of your pork loin. The fresh garlic you want to insert into those slits, and you want to be sure, if you desire, that you tie the pork in several places with kitchen twine to hold the shape and cook it evenly, because sometimes the pork loin will separate. Now, in a small bowl, you want to combine your honey, your lemon juice, and in a separate bowl, you want to put your tablespoon of honey mixture with the Greek seasonings, your chili powder, and your salt. Now, once the roast is placed in your roasting pan, you're going to brush it with the Greek seasoning mixture. You roast it for, well, anywhere from 50 minutes to an hour. If you want to use a meat thermometer, you're going to want to be sure that it registers about 150 degrees. So that you know it's cooked. You want to brush it with the remaining honey during the last 10 minutes of roasting time. And then you want to let it stand for about 10 minutes before you slice. And why do you want to let the roast stand? Well, that causes all the juices to stay in the meat. The meat will not dry out. And then, of course, you can make a gravy if you like with the drippings from the pan, or you can just serve the pan drippings all by themselves. They're going to be deliciously flavorful because of the seasonings. Now, what if you don't have any Greek seasoning? Well, then make a combo of your own. Dried onion, garlic, oregano, and mint. Or just use plain oregano if you want. Remember, it's your taste buds. And pork just does wonderfully with these seasonings. It's just absolutely delicious. And, of course, a wonderful salad goes with this. And if you want to have some pasta, if you want to have a baked potato, whatever it is, that is going to make it magical. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. I'm so delighted you were able to join me today. I look forward to having you join me tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on BBSRadio.com. This is Donna Sebo. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.